Starting a lawn care company can be very challenging. Today, I'm going to walk you through some of the common things to consider when starting and growing your lawn care business.
Welcome to the Lawn Care Frank Podcast, where we help lawn care professionals like yourself start and grow their business by tackling obstacles such as finding customers, hiring talented people, spreading brand awareness, and much, much more. Now your host, Lawn Care Frank.
I'm often asked, what would I do differently if I was starting my lawn care business today? There are so many things to consider. Today, I'm going to walk you through common things to consider when starting and growing your lawn care business. Number 7, market research. Make sure that your services are in demand for your geographical area. An easy way to do that is ask a friend, relative, and you can also call local lawn care companies and make sure that your services are in need for your area. If your family member or friends are using lawn care services, that's a pretty good indication that that service is in demand for your area. Number 6, pricing. You want to make sure that you're pricing your services correctly. You don't want to be too high and you don't want to be too low. When you're first starting out, pricing can be a little bit tricky. But don't worry, you'll gain experience over time. You're already one step ahead of the game. After all, you're here learning. One of the best ways to make sure you're not pricing yourself too high or too low is talk to people within that geographical area. Maybe it's your family members or friends that are currently using lawn care service providers, and just simply ask them, what are they paying? Worst case scenario, you can also call lawn care companies that are servicing that area and just flat out ask them, how much do you guys charge? Number 5, trying to do too much at once. What do I mean by that? Well, you often see when lawn care service providers are first starting out, they're taking on too many things at one time. You don't want to be mowing one day, doing tree service the next, and putting down the mulch, or doing fence work on another day. Why is that? Well, each one of those services require a different skill set, as well as different types of equipment. When you're first starting out, you really want to niche down and be the specialist in what you do. But don't get me wrong, you can always add these services later down the road. But at first, I recommend that you niche down and be the best at what you do. Number 4, understand your local and state tax codes as well as any permits that you might need for the services that you're providing. This is something that you really want to try to take care of from the get-go. This is not something that you want to kick down the road and try to tackle later on. The longer you wait, the more of a problem this can be for you. Number 3, create systems. Even if you're a solo operator, this is very important that you document and create systems from the get-go. Down the road, you're going to hire employees, and you want to make sure that you have the systems in place in order to train your employees. This holds them accountable to your specific standards. Again, make sure you document everything and you create systems for everything you do. Number 2, technology. I can't stress to you enough the importance of embracing technology when starting and growing your lawn care business. I can tell you from experience, if you don't embrace technology, you're just making your job and life a lot more difficult. Technology can help you with routing, accounting, scheduling, and much, much more. I remember when I first started out and I was routing my lawns using Google Maps. This was a total nightmare as I grew my business. Sure, it's easy to do it when you have 5, 10, 20 lawns, but try doing it when you have 200 lawns. Again, this is why you want to embrace technology, because it's going to help you be more efficient and more profitable. So make sure you do this from the start. Number 1, answer the phone. I can't stress to you enough the importance of answering the phone. Customers these days are very impatient. If you don't answer the phone, they're going down the list. And if they do that, guess what? That's your competitor. Think about it. You're spending all this money on advertisement, equipment, labor, just to grow your business. And many businesses fail because they fail to answer the phone. So my suggestion to you is really, really simple. Answer the phone. I truly want to see you succeed. I hope this was helpful to you. That was just common things to consider when starting and growing your lawn care business. There are so much more to learn. Thank you for listening, and I look forward to engaging with you in the next podcast. See you next time, lawn care pros.
Thank you for listening to the Lawn Care Frank podcast. Please subscribe and visit lawncarefrank.com for more helpful tips and information.